Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
You're listening to Mully and Hall. Back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Feed your happy at Champaign Area Hardee's by biting into a Western Bacon Cheeseburger for just $1.50 every Wednesday. A juicy charbroiled burger with crunchy onion rings, melty cheese, and tangy barbecue sauce. Make it spicy with melty pepper jack cheese and jalapenos for only 50 cents more. Hardee's famous Western Bacon Cheeseburger, just $1.50 every Wednesday. Offer good at participating Champaign Area locations through August 19th. Tax not included, one order per guest. Limit 4 single cheeseburgers per order.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's a great stage to play. There's not a lot of distractions. It's the same court every night. So you get your, you know, shooting, depth perception, all of that. It's pure basketball. And so you see some of the talents that these guys have are coming out. And I think it's only going to get better. I think the playoffs are going to be terrific. And it's a great setting.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are delighted to have on the line radio.com sports insider Ryan McDonough. Insider calls are brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils from Natural Gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil, and Ryan joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good morning, Ryan.
Mully and Haw, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate it. And you just heard there from Mike D'Antonio, the head coach of Houston, and that's been the team that I've been trying to spend some time watching. I just think it's a couple of things. One, it's the sort of weird kind of freak show element of no bigs on the floor and spreading the floor and getting the ball jacked up. And, you know, the scores end up being like an NBA All-Star game. What are your thoughts on them? We know the Lakers have clinched home court here, but Houston, they're doing okay. They're winning games. They're winning some close games, but I don't know what to make of them. It's such a weird team. It's kind of fun.
It is definitely unique, guys, and keep in mind the Houston Rockets have attempted 114 three-point attempts over their last two games. So that's 61 over the weekend and then 53 last night against Portland. Obviously, that's super unique. It's a very different style. A lot of basketball purists, I think, don't like it. I love the way it looks offensively with the shooting and spacing on the court. There are a lot of driving lanes for their stars, Russell Westbrook and James Harden, when they're surrounded by shooters in a five-out system. I don't like it as much defensively, guys, especially on the defensive glass. If you look at the rebounding numbers, the Rockets have been punished on the boards the last couple games in particular. Portland's a big physical team with Yusuf Nurkic, Zach Collins, and Carmelo Anthony on the front line. And I think Portland, to some extent, was able to exploit the Rockets' lack of size last night.
Ryan, I've got to ask you about one of the breakout players of this kind of NBA restart. TJ Warren went for 53 for the Pacers. He's got 119 in three games. Not even Reggie Miller has done that in Pacers history. You were in charge in Phoenix when he was drafted 14th in 2014. It seems like he's come out of nowhere. Has he come out of nowhere?
No, he's always been able to score, guys. He's just doing it on a bigger stage now for a team that's a solid playoff team in the Eastern Conference. We drafted T.J. Warren, as you mentioned, in 2014 out of NC State. But it's been really cool to see his progression and development, guys. We're talking about a player, T.J. Warren, who his rookie year, his entire rookie season, he hit 5 3-pointers total on an NBA court. Guys, the other night against Philadelphia when he had 53 points, he had 9 in that game. Yesterday against the Orlando Magic, he was 4 for 5 from three. So what he's doing, guys, as far as the scoring numbers, you mentioned that, he's now up to 119 points over the three games in Orlando, which ties a Pacers franchise record. The only other guy in Pacers history to do that is Jermaine O'Neal by scoring 119 over three games. So not only is he scoring, guys, he's doing a lot of other things to help the Pacers win, who are 3-0, but he's also doing it very efficiently, and I'm really happy for TJ. He's a great player. He's a great guy, and now I think basketball fans around the country are starting to see what he's capable of doing.
So, Ryan, we're here in Chicago, right? And the Bulls are one of these, they call them the Delete Eight as opposed to the Elite Eight. And they're not taking part in the bubble. And the thinking was that there might be another bubble for kind of the eight teams that were left out in order to prevent any sort of competitive disadvantage. And now the Athletic writes a story yesterday, a very interesting story where there's been no movement on that front and probably won't be, and everybody kind of understands it's not going to happen. Does that leave those teams at a competitive disadvantage? Is it the wise move given the fact that we're in a global pandemic? Maybe the intentions were good to start, but doesn't look like it's going to occur.
No, it doesn't. That's the feedback I'm getting around the league as well, guys. And as you know, to pull off an event like that, there has to be a lot of motivation to do so. And I think there are certain teams of the eight, the Delete Eight, as you mentioned, who would really like to do it. But I don't think that's unanimous among the group, especially I look at a team like the Golden State Warriors, who had the worst record in the league at 15-50. But as you guys know, a lot of that record was due to the injury to Klay Thompson, who did not play at all. Steph Curry was very limited. He only played in a handful of games for the Warriors. So I think a team like Golden State says, well, why would we go play, you know, against these young rebuilding teams? The most important thing for the Warriors in particular is to get healthy and focus on themselves. And there are other teams in that mix that are less bullish on it than some. I think it would really benefit a young team like the Chicago Bulls to do it. But you mentioned all the logistical hurdles. I mean, the NBA has bent over backwards, guys, to set up this bubble environment in Orlando. They had testing in market before the teams traveled to Orlando. Then they had more COVID-19 testing in Orlando. They have different checkpoints. They have a system. Obviously, that takes a lot of organization. It's very difficult to pull off logistically, and it also costs a lot of money. So I think for all of those reasons, the Delete Eight, so to speak, even if it sounds like a good idea on paper, and if there are certain teams among those eight who would like to do it, I don't see it happening before next season gets started.
Ryan, what's been your reaction to how Zion Williamson has been handled and where he is in terms of his progress?
Yeah, so the training staff with the New Orleans Pelicans right now are the guys who worked with me when I was GM of the Phoenix Suns, led by Aaron Nelson, and they're some of the best in the business, guys. And I bring that up because, look, the Pelicans' best team, as you guys know, is not now, it's not this year, it's probably not next year. The best New Orleans Pelicans team, if things keep progressing, and Zion and Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball and their young players develop as anticipated, that's probably 3 to 5 years from now. So with that being said, they've been cautious with Zion, and I understand why. This is a unique athlete. If you look at the sports science metrics, he plays with more force. He puts more pressure on his joints, his knees, hips, and ankles, and creates more torque than just about any athlete we've ever seen. And I don't think I'm overstating that. I mean, the way the guy moves and how explosive he is at that size is really unprecedented. So because of that, I understand the Pelicans' slow approach. I realize it was controversial, especially in the first game against Utah when Zion only played 15 minutes and he was on the bench down the stretch of that game. But recently, especially the last game, you've seen the minutes ramp up, guys. And I'm going to go out on a limb with a prediction here on Mully and Haw. I think there will be a play-in scenario in the Western Conference for the eighth seed. I think it will involve the New Orleans Pelicans, but I don't think it'll involve the Memphis Grizzlies. Unfortunately, I see a free fall continuing for the Grizz, and I think the play-in scenario in the West will be between New Orleans and Portland.
Wow, that's great. That would be a lot of fun to see that happen. When you look at everything going on in the bubble, obviously Lou Williams, there was a ton of attention to that story. He left because he lost a mentor of his and wanted to go to the funeral, and he was grieving. And yet, I guess he talked about it yesterday. The funeral home was close to Magic City, which is his favorite restaurant / gentleman's club in Atlanta. You got to try the wings. But he was back and he was talking about it, and he was like very serious about it and saying that this this may have overshadowed what he went through, but this is really a difficult thing. And, you know, claimed that it's a legitimate place that he eats at all the time and talks about. And, you know, I think that no matter how you come away from it, he kind of lied about it. And that's really where the problem began for him. And, you know, they need him. The Clippers need him, and they need everyone kind of on the same page.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think Lou Williams has a good claim that he eats there a lot, given that there is a wing dish on the menu at Magic City that's named after him. So, you know, they only name dishes at restaurants for you if you eat there a lot. So I think he had a legitimate claim. Now, that being said, guys, when the NBA decided to allow players to come and go from the bubble, again, they have strict quarantine procedures for when you arrive in Orlando, but the intent to let guys go was that it would only be for an emergency, you know, a death in the family, maybe a wedding, you know, some kind of funeral, some kind of family emergency. So it seemed like Lou Williams left for that reason, although that wasn't the only thing he did when he was outside the bubble, was attend a funeral, and that's why he got docked. And yeah, I still like the Clippers to win the championship. I think they're the best team in the Western Conference and also the best team in the league. Now, that being said, they haven't looked great so far in the restart. I think a lot of that is that they were missing Lou Williams for the first couple games. In yesterday's game against the Phoenix Suns, Patrick Beverley got injured and left the game in the first quarter, and they have also not had Montrezl Harrell, who I think may win Sixth Man of the Year. He's been one of the best players in the league off the bench. He's out with a family emergency as well. So the Clippers have been a little bit depleted. They haven't looked great so far, but I still like their team when they're healthy and full strength to eventually win the 2020 NBA title.
Ryan, what do you think about the overall quality of play that you've seen?
I think it's been pretty good, guys. I think the easy thing to do, especially if you look at previous lockouts in the NBA, this is obviously a very unique scenario, and it's different than a lockout scenario because a lot of players during the pandemic did not have gym access and access to weight rooms and things like that. But I bring up the lockouts, especially the one in 1999 and to a lesser extent the one in 2011 in the NBA, because I think you saw some players get very out of shape, and you know, you saw them come back and you see the pictures and videos, and you know, it's fun to have a laugh maybe on Twitter or whatever, but some guys weren't ready to play when those things ended. I contrast that with this in 2020 in Orlando in the bubble. Most of the guys I've seen, guys, look like they're in very good shape. I think the games have gone kind of as expected. They've been up and down. They've been competitive. There's maybe a little bit of rust with some of the shooting and some of the ball movement. The continuity on certain teams takes a little bit of time, but overall, I've been very impressed with the quality of play. I think coming into this, it would be easy to think that a lot of the teams, given that 12 of the 16 playoff teams were already locked in before the event started, that a lot of teams would kind of treat this like preseason and just go through the motions and tune up for the playoffs. That hasn't been the case so far, and I think the games will continue to be competitive, especially in the Western Conference and in particular among the teams vying for the 8th seed on the playoff bubble.
Hey, Ryan, thanks a ton. Great stuff. A lot of good information there. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me on.
That was Radio.com Sports Insider Ryan McDonough. Insider Calls brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils from Natural Gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. And, of course, Ryan also a co-host with Scal and Pals, that podcast from Radio.com Sports. You can check him out on Twitter at McDNBA.
Bright guy. Yeah, those ex-executives make good analysts, and he knows the league as well as anybody.
Yeah, I the Clippers, man. What do you think of that?
Well, everybody's got to
be somebody. As a Laker fan.
I know. I'm a little bit, taken aback. I'm a little stung by that, but I'm still sticking with my Lakers pick. I think they'll have everybody that observes the protocols, and they're all in for the same cause. They're not going to have one guy who kind of, you know, goes out and does something that he shouldn't do. So I think I'm all in on the Lakers.
Yeah, I think the Lakers are very good. I'm hoping the Clippers can beat them. And I, as I told you, I'm fascinated by the Rockets. Everyone should make sure they see the Rockets play before all is said and done, because it is just so weird. The floor is so wide open. And he's absolutely right. They don't play a lick of defense, and they have a hard time rebounding.
And it's a weird NBA season to watch, Molly. I mean, the Nets beat the Bucks, the Suns beat the Clippers, and T.J. Warren, he can say that he's been an offensive player his entire career, but going for 119 points in three games, what's going on with the NBA? It's kind of crazy to see.
And we want to thank everyone for calling, texting, emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
It means a lot to us. Thanks to our guy, Dustin Rhodes.
Petty.
Thanks to our guy, Kevin Zipak.
I'm sure nobody ever heard of him.
And, of course, Ray. God bless you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
For everything.
Moves. Congratulations and your amazing life.
Amazing life. David, have yourself a great day.
Have a great day, Molly.
And I'm sure there's something great going on in Bernstein land, so I am going to be glued to my radio set, as I'm sure all of us will be. Don't forget to make sure that you spend some quality time with Dan today.
Steve Stone at 11.
That is just matchup. Always. Never a letdown. And Florio at 10. Taylor McGregor, 11:40. Dan makes my heart sing. Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
Hey, Cubs fans, it's Pat Hughes, radio voice of the Cubs. Join Ron Coomer and me right here to listen to every exciting Cubs game.
Swinging a bouncing ball to short. Newman tries to go to third. Baez throws him out at third base.
Listen to every Cubs game right here on 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, it's David Haw, and all the leagues are back now. Personally, it has been so much fun skipping some of the TV shows I got used to watching during the quarantine and watching real live sports finally. And this time around, I also will be betting all of the action on FanDuel Sportsbook. Maybe you like Yu Darvish and the Cubs tonight. Maybe you're betting on the Sox and Keuchel. What about the Blackhawks in Game 3 against the Oilers? What do you think? Who's going to score the first goal? If you're looking for a better way to bet on your favorite sports online, FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook for a reason. They just have more ways to win. They have more ways to bet. If you can dream it, you can probably bet it on FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel offers spreads, parlays, money lines, over, unders, props, all the in-game bets you can imagine, all on an easy-to-use app that is easy to install. There are also more ways to fund your account. Unlike other sportsbooks, FanDuel accepts most major payment options. There are more ways to cash out. When you win, you can receive your winnings in your bank account in as little as 48 hours through a safe and secure process to get your money fast. A joint account platform offers you the opportunity to combine your sportsbook account with your fantasy account so you have the ability to use your winnings across both products. So, check it out right now. FanDuel Sportsbook, it is the app. FanDuel, more ways to win. In Indiana, you must be 21 or older to play. Location and other restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT or 1-800-GAMBLER.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/20.
This is the sound of a blizzard treat at DQ. But it also sounds like a weekend bike ride, a post-game celebration, and a sunset on the dock. Wow, doesn't a blizzard treat sound good? Stop by DQ and grab one today, like new Oreo fudge brownie. Thanks for being the sweetest fans in the world. DQ, happy tastes good.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
That segment was brought to you by Grand Appliance and TV. Now through August 12th, get extra savings of up to $500 on top of the area's guaranteed lowest appliance prices exclusively at Grand Appliance. Shop in-store or at grandappliance.com to save today. Grand Appliance, trusted in Chicagoland since 1930.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to two on The Score.
Russ Dorsey covers baseball for MLB.com.
We talk about Sammy Sosa now. That dude was on top of the world. That was the king of the Dominican. And even he had to succumb to that pressure of, is dark beautiful? And as